We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm here to help. I'm here to do whatever they need me to do. Obviously, I want to be a dominant player. And if I can go out there and have a year like I've had in the past, that'd be great, because that means I'm helping the team and everybody else around me will be better for it as well. I'm going to try to be the player that I've always been. I think if I stay healthy, I think I can really be dominant still, you know. So I'm still only just 30. I'm not washed just yet. I'm getting there, but it's, I got a little bit longer.
They don't call you Unk in the locker room.
I'm OG.
One of the newest Bills free agent additions, Joey Bosa, a few days ago on the NFL Network. He's right, he's only 30, and the last time he played a full season, 16 games, he did have 10 and a half sacks, and I think most Bills fans would take that in stride. And I think that's kind of what most of us just want to see from one of their pass rushers, is to be that guy that lock it down, double-digit sacks, even at the lower end. He's going to be an interesting addition for them. I think even too, last year, playing in 14 games, getting 5 sacks, still dealing with injuries as well from the 2 years prior. If he gets you 7-8, you're probably pretty happy with that. It's only a 1-year deal, so we'll see what happens there. I've been talking a lot on the Bills pass rush today, talking, you know, who of the Bills rookies you think needs to take or have the biggest impact for the Bills to have a successful season. We'll get to some of your responses on Twitter here in just a few moments. Do, though, want to talk a little bit more on this development, I guess, at Cowboys camp with Micah Parsons. Diana Rossini tweeting out just a few minutes ago that it seems that relationships have deteriorated so much between Parsons and the Cowboys that he may go to drastic measures, trade request, severing relationships, what have you. It's a post to let you know a trade request could happen, where last night we saw Terry McLaurin with Washington has put in a trade request. It is so curious, though, how the Cowboys and really how Jerry Jones does business. I saw Sam Monson tweet out, formerly a PFF friend of the station, that, you know, in reality, like, this is sort of what Jerry Jones wants. Because it keeps the Cowboys in the conversation. I threw on ESPN Now. And what are they talking about? Most pivotal team success, McLaurin or Parsons. Why are they talking about Parsons today? Well, this tweet. And yeah, if you had to sit down Jerry Jones in a lie detector, he would tell you, this is great for business for the Cowboys. But a part of me just simply does not agree with that at all. There is something to you always being in the media conversation, right? And there's always that old adage that, you know, no publicity is bad publicity, right? But look around the NFL. It simply doesn't matter your history, where you are, anything like that. All that matters is, are you winning? If you're a winning team, the NFL will promote you and you will do incredible on ratings and everyone will talk about you. Maybe the two most talked about teams in the NFL right now are Kansas City and Buffalo. And it's not really a hate on either team, but you go to the NBA, it's got to be Chicago and New York and LA and Miami. And God forbid if it's Milwaukee or Indianapolis, everyone's got a problem. With the NFL is, dude, we just want our successful teams being successful. I don't care where they are. One of the most storied franchises in the league is Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's not a massive city. It's a beautiful city. It's a great sports town. But without the 70s, they're like a good team. The 70s helps them, do not get me wrong. But Jones, I do believe, is a great businessman, Jerry Jones. He has done a lot of good for the NFL as a whole. But the last 30 years, he has only hurt the Cowboys. He's a great talent evaluator. They're a very good drafting team, funny enough. But they wait way too long to pay guys. And at times when they don't, you get situations like this with Parsons, where at 26 years old, he has yet to have a season where he doesn't hit double-digit sacks. He played 13 games last year. He had 12 sacks. He has been awesome for them. This should be a non-conversation for the Cowboys. Get the deal done, pay him what he wants, and get the ball rolling. You added George Pickens. You already have CeeDee Lamb. Dak Prescott, I thought 2 years ago, should have been the NFL's MVP. And you get a guy like Parsons. You got Donovan Ezeraku. There's a good core there in Dallas. But look at the coach they hired in Brian Schottenheimer. A guy who most of us fully believe is just a yes man and a mouthpiece for Jerry Jones. Look who does most of their post-game press conferences. It's Jerry. He is always the one holding them back. I'm excited for the documentary that's coming out, I think in a few weeks, the Gambler in America's Team, right? The talk of the 90s. And I don't imagine we'll get a truly honest representation of it. We're going to probably have to hear more about, oh, this amazing gamble that Jerry made. Look what he did, and now the brand's amazing. The brand is awesome. I don't think anyone's denying that. When you're both equally loved and hated, the brand is great. Look at the Yankees. Look at the Lakers. Look at the Celtics. But unlike the Cowboys, those three other teams I mentioned have won in the 21st century. The Yankees, it's been a little while, but 09 did happen. In the early 2000s, they were incredible. The Celtics just won a title, and so did the Lakers. The Cowboys haven't been to an NFC Championship game since 95. How much longer does that brand have legs? Because teams like Kansas City have lapped them. I don't think Parsons will get traded. But that's not really the point. The point is that Jerry Jones, as the owner and general manager, truly is the most meddling owner in American sports. And from everything I've heard from, you know, reporters I follow in Texas because of the Longhorns, Stephen Jones isn't all that much better. So it doesn't feel like there's going to be a change when, you know, that unfortunate day comes when Jerry Jones does pass away or at least hand the baton off to his son. Heard kind of the same things about Stephen Jones, that he's also as meddling as his dad is. Why? Well, I mean, he learned from the guy. It's not that surprising. So no, I don't think Micah Parsons will even have to put in a trade request. I imagine they'll get the deal done. But it will be more to the point of, again, the Cowboys wait way too late to pay a guy. They have to spend more money than they maybe needed to. and some feelings get really hurt along the way. Look at how the Bills do business. The Bills get a lot of their extensions done to the point where 3 months after them, before the next season's even being played, we're sitting there going, steal, steal. It's a bargain. It happens all the time. Maybe they don't have the huge star power at pass rusher like they do with Micah Parsons with the Cowboys, but you've seen how they do business. If they have those guys at certain positions, they get it done. So you kind of imagine if the Bills did get a player like that. Let's say somebody like TJ Sanders pops off this year. He gets 8 sacks as a D tackle his rookie year. He looks like a future All-Pro, defensive rookie of the year. By year 3, I think most of us imagine he'll be paid and paid relatively early into the offseason. There won't be a lot of waiting. I think that's why most of us sit here now with James Cook and think they probably won't pay him by the end of the year. They probably are just going to get as much as they can out of him and then move on. That's why I say certain positions. Because the way the Bills do business is very quick and very deliberate. The way the Cowboys do business is, how long will this keep us in the media light before we have to get it done, before relationships are severed beyond what is tenable? I don't feel bad for Cowboys fans, though. Not at all. Not at all. A little bit louder tweeted in, Jerry Jones is just so bad at his job on the football side of things, I almost feel bad for Cowboys fans. I tweeted back, almost. I won't totally get there. It's the same with Yankees fans. I know I work with some of you. I'm only going to feel so bad. You have too much going on, and I'm a Halos fan and a Bills fan. Mm-mm. You're not going to get me to feel all that bad for you. 803-0550, the number to call. I want to join the conversation. Again, a little bit of the topic of today, which rookies will play the biggest role for the Bills this year if they are to make a Super Bowl run or have a quote-unquote successful season. Charles and Mike both go to the defensive line as well. Charles tweeting in TJ Sanders while Mike goes Deion Walker. I think that's absolutely the answer that I'm going to sit with really for all year. And they're going to be two guys that I am really watching as this year develops, even with the preseason. It's why I'm constantly looking for any updates on how Sanders looks in practice, especially once the pads got put on. Because ultimately, if they can get an interior pass rush, I do think that opens up other guys on this roster, like a Greg Rousseau or Ned Oliver on that line, to really get home. They were pretty good, funny enough, at generating pass rush rates and QB pressures and QB hits. They were not great, though, at finishing those plays. They were not great at getting the quarterback on the ground. And that's sort of the name of the game. It's nice and all when it's 2nd and 6 and a QB has to throw the ball away and it's 3rd and 6. It's better, though, when it's 2nd and 6 and you get a 4-yard sack and now it's 3rd and long. Especially in the NFL of today, where quarterbacks are simply much better. The offenses have so much more room to operate. The rules have balanced in their favor. The name of the game is setting up 2nd and 3rd and longs and forcing a team into bad situations. Forcing a team into long developing routes, right? 3rd and 11, 3rd and 12. They can't really do a quick pass out to the flats. It's not enough. So you get longer developing plays and you can get home. It's why I look at Denver. And I'm not scared of them, but I'm really curious to see where they're going to go in the future. They were incredible getting to the quarterback last year. They had the defensive player of the year in Patrick Surtain. And what they do, they added to the defense. They go and get a guy like a Ajaide Barron, who was one of the best corners last year in college football. That's why I think they're going to give a real fight to Kansas City next year. The offensive weapons may not be what you need it to be. But that defense, plus Sean Payton calling the plays on offense, I think they could be a really, really good team this year. And likewise for the Bills. You have Josh Allen, a quarterback. I think you've got more consistent weapons on the offense. And if you can get anything from these defensive players, the young guys you brought in, the rookies you brought in, I think the fight for the one seed is well and truly on. Joshua tweets in, all of the D-line rookies, including Landon Jackson, a name I have not brought up yet. He needs to get after the quarterback as much as he can. Hopefully he picks up as much as he can from the other defensive ends on the team. But that's where they have fallen short every season, not getting to the quarterback. Completely agree. The problem with Landon Jackson, really, it seems like, is the position he does play compared to Sanders and Walker. being on the edge, there's kind of just too many bodies. He's going to have to deal with getting reps over Bosa and Epinesa and Rousseau and Javon Solomon, who is a guy I know Bobby Babich, Bills defense coordinator, has talked highly on. And Solomon sort of came in as that pass rush specialist. He's maybe not the guy you sort of want as your main guy, but in his rookie season on limited snaps, he still got two sacks. And so what does that become next year? I think there's a good chance that he could be somebody that eventually takes over for AJ Epinesa, or even Landon Jackson could be that as well. Jackson, though, is just going to have to fight based off of who's around him. There's too many bodies, which is a good problem to have, don't get me wrong. But it's where, unless Jackson is all of a sudden coming in day one, looking like a Max Crosby-type rookie season and just like, hey, he's your best pass rusher, he's going to get 10-plus sacks, I don't see it happening. And to be fair, I think the fact that we haven't heard much of him to start camp is maybe pointing to it won't be that. He's a third-round pick, though, with a lot of bodies in front of him. I wouldn't necessarily, you know, bang the drum that it's a bad pick. I don't think so at all, or at least not yet. But he is sort of in that kind of a rough spot if there's just too many mouths to feed. It's a lot of the same with the wide receiver class. It's why, you know, as much as I am an Elijah Moore fan, and I think he is really talented and could be very good for them, they're kind of in a bad spot in terms of just getting everyone the ball. Sal mentioned it too. Like, there's kind of just too many guys with this all, you know, everybody eats mantra for anyone to really, really eat. You know, no one's getting stuffed on this stuff. I know Mike Shope last year really coined the phrase, everyone snacks. And so I look at guys like Elijah Moore and even to a lesser extent Tyrell Shavers and go, yeah, you probably should be like more widely used on this roster. You kind of just can't. You even look at, for especially for Moore, his compatriot in kind of who he'd be battling for snaps with, and Curtis Samuel, is sort of unmovable. His dead cap hit, I believe, is $12 million this year. So they're not going to cut him. And so really the only way Elijah Moore is going to get a ton of his snaps is if Samuel gets hurt. That's not out of the realm of possibility. We saw last year with the turf toe, and even now this year, he's dealing with some more injuries. Could absolutely happen. But I think that's where sort of Landon Jackson falls into, too. It's just there's too many mouths to feed for him to really play that big of an impact. And that's where guys like Deion Walker and TJ Sanders could, because you've got the suspensions in the interior defensive line. You have openings there as well. And, of course, TJ Sanders being a second-round pick compared to the third-round pick. And a guy they really traded up for. It points more to he's going to get more snaps. He's going to get more playing time. He's going to have more of an opportunity to really be a problem for opposing defenses. T-shirt tweets in, none of them. I like our rookie class, and they're some good players, but they won't be difference makers until next year. What gets us over the hump are the free agents. Hoyt, Bosa, White, Palmer, Moore, and the second-year players, Coleman, Bishop, and hopefully Dwayne Carter. Carter is somebody, bringing that up, I wonder what his spot is. He's a bit of a tweener defensive tackle, really, really mature guy. Like, that was his big thing coming out of Duke last year. Was like, he was just like the perfect team captain. He's a great locker room guy, has talent as well. Like, awesome. Like, that's kind of what you want to build your team around. But I wonder too if like he is kind of on the outside looking in with the defensive tackles they've brought back in. You also, of course, have Daquan Jones, who's still there. Bishop, I think, absolutely has to take a step forward. I get a little worried about the quad injury. We don't know if that's going to hold him back for more than a few days in camp. It could be another camp where he misses a lot of time. And that really hurt him last year, missing 3 weeks with a shoulder issue. He never really caught up until the end of the year. Yes, he did start week four against Houston. That didn't go particularly well. He never really was able to catch up. And we've heard Sal mention, I think it was Mike Hyde, that said it took him about 2 years to fully understand the Bills' defense. Bishop now being in year two, maybe he moves a little bit faster. Maybe it's around the same. Maybe it takes him a little longer. We'll find out. But we also have to figure out if his availability is going to be an issue going forward. And then Keon. Keon, funny enough, before we've even played a game, so this could radically change by the first month of the season, I am starting to buy into the Keon Coleman hype, I think. I think I'm getting there. With Coleman. It's not that he's all of a sudden separating more or anything like that, but the connection between him and Allen. Allen is, of course, a much more accurate passer than he was in the early stages of his career. And if Coleman is getting open to the point where Allen can get the ball to him, that might be all he needs to do. I don't love the fact that his calling card and his main attribute is contested catches. I don't think that is what you're going to build a number one receiver around. But the Bills have sort of pointed to they won't be going to a number one wide receiver. It'll be a bunch of twos, and you hope those guys can have clutch moments. Look at guys like Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who's not even a two, but has that clutch gene, kind of knows when the lights are brightest, he can make a big play and does. I think that's mainly what the Bills are going to have to look to now. And maybe that's kind of what they want, is just guys who get open, catch the ball. Allen's going to kind of make it work. And just when the ball is thrown your way, make the play. That's fine. That can absolutely work. I mentioned the Chiefs have won two Super Bowls in a row, or they did win two Super Bowls in a row, with a very piecemeal put together kind of wide receiver room. But their defense came up with big plays for them. When needed, their wide receivers came up with big plays for them. That's what the Bills need. And you look at last year, I mentioned, you know, the defense really needed help, but Bills also had the ball at the end of the game in the AFC Championship. Dalton Kincaid doesn't come up with a big play for them. Years prior, even their big guys, Stephon Diggs, kind of went away at times in those games, in those losses especially. And in his last game as a Bill, it's a pretty infamous drop now. Doesn't mean they're going to win if he makes that catch, but it certainly doesn't put them in good spots when he doesn't either. The free agents, too, are obviously big additions. I mentioned Bosa there. If he can play a near full season, I don't think anyone's expecting him to play a full season, but if he can play 13, 14 games, maybe a little less than that, that could be huge for them. Especially with the Bills have sort of mentioned the plan with him. They're going to keep him on a snap count. They've got a plan for him. I think it's going to be very much pass rushing downs. He could be a key figure for them. Is he going to be somebody that kind of rediscovers those early Chargers years where he was awesome? His first year wins Defensive Rookie of the Year, 10 sacks, 10 and a half sacks. His next year, 12 and a half. He's had multiple double-digit sack years. He just hasn't been healthy in a long time. And he has mentioned he is just 30. And pass rushers can age very gracefully. That's why if somebody like a Micah Parsons ever became available, I would be all for it. Because at 26 years old, there's a good chance you can get 8 to 9 really good years out of him. I don't know if you'll get that out of Bosa, and it doesn't really matter. You only have him on a one-year deal. But you could potentially be in a really, really good spot with him if he can stay healthy. And then Palmer is maybe the biggest question mark right now on the offense. The Bills have spoken incredibly highly about him. They seem to have a pretty clear plan. We just don't know what that's going to be. I mentioned with Bulldog yesterday talking about, you know, who you think could have that 60 catch, 6 to 10 touchdown season, maybe 1,000 yards, what have you. I said Palmer over Coleman because of how the Bills have talked about Palmer and because of the kind of receiver he is. I think he fits more what Allen wants to throw to, that quick, twitchy guy that gets open fast and he can just zip the ball to and hopefully he gets yak. He's not a speedster by any means, but he sort of does fit the mold of the receivers that Allen has played really, really well with. And so for him, same with Coleman, I think...
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We'll know relatively early what that's going to look like. Coleman, I could see having a good first month, and then he kind of goes away a little bit because teams have zeroed in on him. He isn't a volume guy, I don't believe, and he could kind of disappear. Palmer is someone I imagine four or five targets almost every game because of the kind of receiver he is, because he has it in his toolbox to have over 100 targets designated to him, a 70-plus catch season. Really, the only thing we haven't totally seen from Palmer in his short career is the touchdowns. And that can change rapidly. We saw last year with Mac Hollins. Hollins really wasn't even a main factor receiver for the Bills. He had under 400 yards or under 500 yards, didn't even have 40 catches, and yet he had five touchdowns, a career high. I think Palmer absolutely could be a guy that has six-plus touchdowns. That's what I mean. I think they're much more consistent in the weapons they've brought in. I don't think this is from a few years ago, Trent Sherfield and Deonte Hardy of, ooh, this might be high potential guys, and then they ultimately materialize into nothing. I feel very confident in this wide receiver room. Not as confident as I can be, don't get me wrong, but in terms of what the Bills want to do, I like how they've set this up, but we'll see how it actually materializes. 803-0550, the number to call. Again, which rookie do you believe will play the biggest role for the Bills this year if they are to have a successful season? Zach Jones hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
He's really matured the last couple of years, not only off the field, but on the field in his style of play. People may not notice it, but he has started to, let's say, make better decisions with when he's in those situations, whether it's throwing the ball away, sliding earlier. And he made the point a few days ago, I believe, where he said, hey, I felt a little bit better in the offseason. And there's a cause and effect for that, right? When you're making those decisions to take care of yourself, throw the ball away, that's all important for him, number one, in his health and safety, but also for our football team moving forward.
Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott talking about his quarterback, reigning MVP Josh Allen, and his maturity as a leader. Zach Jones hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. 803-0550, the number to jump on the show. We have been talking a lot on the rookies, and for me at least, helping out the pass rush for the Bills. On that, there have been a lot of reports in the last hour or so that the relationship between Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys might be hitting an impasse and could reach untenable levels. Diane Rossini continues to tweet this morning, and this is a story I talked about a little bit ago in the spring, but Diane tweeted out about 15 minutes ago. Among the key issues, Micah Parsons spoke directly with Jerry Jones over multiple days in the spring. The team believed those conversations were negotiations and that it had a deal, multiple league sources said. That's what I was mentioning where Jones spoke with the media saying that, hey, I'm going to pay him the most money of any non-quarterback. We're ready to go. He just wouldn't talk to the agent. Parsons, Diner continues continues on her tweet, believed the talks were just conversations and wanted his agent to handle the negotiations. Obviously, When his agent attempted to start negotiations, the Cowboys declined to engage with him and told the pass rusher that they believed they had already had a deal. Now, the team is refusing to engage with Parsons' agent at all, creating a tense standoff and increasing friction. This just seems ridiculous by the Cowboys. And to me, it also feels like this is Jerry trying to get one over a player that he thought he had gotten one over on. Where Parsons thought, I'm just talking to my owner, who is also, in fact, my GM and kind of the face of the franchise. I think it is ridiculous that Jerry thought he had a deal done. Unless Parsons sat there and went, yeah, this deal looks great to me. I'll sign it today. But even then, we know Parsons afterwards said he still wanted his agent to look it over, which is the correct thing for anyone in his position to do. 100% the correct thing to do. If you have an agent and you don't have them look over any contract, you're being ridiculous. And you are going to get burned by it. That is 100% a fact. You will probably get burned. And for me, and I have no inside knowledge on this, this is entirely my opinion. I believe Jerry wanted to get one over on Parsons and thought he did. And that's where the frustrations come in. At least I think on Jerry's side of things. For Parsons, it's pretty obvious. I want to get a deal done. I thought we were pretty close. We seemed like we were pretty close. I just wanted my agent to talk about it, and now you won't talk to my agent. What the hell? I mean, it's ridiculous. We'll see where this goes, but it is a bad situation. 803-0550, the number to call. I do want to kind of pose this now, too. What would you be willing to give up to get Parsons, if he were to become available? I haven't mentioned Terry McLaurin really much at all today, namely because I think that'll get done. I mean, Washington has basically no receiver talent past Terry McLaurin that is a genuine receiver, Deebo Samuel. And I think that will just get wrapped up. There also doesn't seem to be this kind of bad blood there. That Washington seems at least is starting to pick up the pace and getting better. It seems that the Parsons deal is actually getting worse the longer Parsons has actually been at camp for the Cowboys. 803-0550, the number to call. So I did want to look at maybe the closest we've seen this kind of situation arise, at least in the last few years. And that would be Khalil Mack going from the Raiders to the Bears. And in that trade back in 2018, the Bears sent two first-round picks, a third, and a sixth to the Oakland Raiders. They then also obviously then signed Mack to a six-year, $141 million contract. Is that a little bit too steep for the Bills? Mack was ultimately instrumental in that great run by the Bears with Mitch Trubisky as their quarterback. That defense was awesome, led by Khalil Mack. I wonder if I have the appetite, personally, to not send any player, just a ton of draft picks. I like when teams live through the draft. I think it's a good way to build your team. And when you all of a sudden start really going through those, yes, you pick late, you are going to open up a lot of holes on your team because it's not good to build everything through free agency. Bad teams spend a lot of money in the first 2 days of free agency. Good teams stand back a little bit. And getting a lot of tweets already saying, yeah, it's going to take at least two firsts. Hedge tweets in, I think you have to at least start with two firsts. And that's already rich for me. I agree. That is kind of it's a tough road to climb, especially, and while this isn't the perfect way to look at it, but the draft is always that mystery box, right? Like, you know what you're getting in Parsons, 26-year-old pass rusher. And as I mentioned, pass rushers can age really gracefully in the NFL. You can get still a really good pass rusher into their 34, 35, 36-year-old season. Parsons, you could maybe get 8 to 9 great years from him. But you also, at say pick 32 next year, or even now already, could have a really cheap version of Micah Parsons for yourself. There have been no reports out there that TJ Sanders is a bad player for the Bills right now. So there's always a chance that Sanders already is that guy for them, just on the interior. And they're going to get him really cheap for 3 years. Parsons, you'd have to bring in and pay him to kind of that Khalil Mack deal. You're sort of doing the Von Miller thing all over again. Just instead of outright free agency, it's trades, and he is a younger player, right? You're going to get Parsons pretty much in his prime. And as I mentioned, I think it really shows great character for Parsons to still show up to camp to be that leader. I think he'd fit the Buffalo locker room like a glove. But is two firsts, a third, and a sixth too much? It's hard for me to say no to that kind of deal, though. Because I think you adding a player like Parsons will get you a Super Bowl. I think you add a Parsons with a player on offense like Josh Allen, I think you get a Super Bowl. And a lot like Terry, I don't think he's actually available. I think ultimately he's not going to get traded. But in the same vein as Terry, and I said this last night in the nightcap, I'd kind of like to know that the Bills got a little aggressive and at least made the call. Because you are now in a window, even more so than when you went and got Von Miller, of, hey, we've got to get this done. And maybe as well, instead of trading all those picks, it's a first, a second, and Greg Rousseau. It doesn't have to be all those picks. You could throw in a player there. And Rousseau, they've already got him under contract. Maybe you'd have somebody that the Cowboys kind of like the fact that, hey, we've already got a guy under contract. It's not going to be as much as Parsons. He won't give us the same as Parsons, but we can make that work. Plus a first and a second round pick. I think they also drafted Donovan Ezeraku. So they've got a good line there. 803-0550, the number to call. You want to jump on the show here, give your thoughts on if you'd be into trading for Micah Parsons. But I think that's the thing for me is maybe where I would feel pretty good about it. Because two firsts and a third and a sixth, that's the Khalil Mack trade, is a lot to do. Even when you've got the quarterback, you've got what you need really in the long run. That is still a lot. And while I think it would get you a Super Bowl, if it doesn't, the Josh Allen era is a miss. To be completely frank, if all of a sudden you have the same situation you had with Von Miller, he gets hurt. It happens. I think the Josh Allen era, in terms of getting a Super Bowl, will fall short. And that's something that 2 years, 3 years ago would have felt crazy to me. But you give up that much draft capital, it will likely happen. You won't have the cheap route to go get high-end talent. And I get the argument is going to be, well, they haven't been hitting first-round picks, so why not just trade them away? Doesn't mean you stop drafting them. You keep going back to the well. GMs go through phases like this. Good GMs go through phases like this all the time. Just ask John Schneider and Howie Roseman, who've both been in their jobs at Philadelphia and Seattle, respectively, for years. They've gone through phases where they can't draft. They've also gone through phases where they seemingly can't miss. And so if Parsons isn't the perfect pass rusher, and I do think he would be, but if he gets hurt, if he deals with injuries, if he's just not there for a playoff game, then I think you're in a really tough spot. Jared, though, doesn't care. Blank check. You just gotta. Go Bills. I would take at least two firsts and more to get him. Plus, they would then have to make him the highest played player at his position. He, though, goes, hell no. I'm glad I'm not the only.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Everyone kind of, you know, wondering, like, man, is it totally worth it? Again, I like building through the draft, although I am that person in almost every sport of building through the draft. Doesn't mean you have to. You can make the big trades. You can make the big swings, and it's not always a bad option. But we have kind of just gone through this with Von Miller, and they've been chasing basically him since. 803-0550, the number to call. Of course, when we get connected to our fans, it is brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. John tweets in, Bosa, a second and a first. It's about win it all now, so hang on to Cook. I don't really know if they'd be into getting James Cook. I really don't. I don't really find James Cook to be that attractive of a trade piece. That's why it didn't make a lot of sense to me when some fans were pushing to trade him around the draft. Why? He's not the best running back in the league. That's not Saquon. It's not Derrick Henry. He's very good. But he's also looking to get paid a lot of money. You'll get him for 1 year, then you got to pay him? And again, it was right around the draft at the time when that was coming up. I didn't see it as that likely. You'll get a running back for far cheaper, and you'll get him for far longer likely. Now, I don't see the Cowboys doing that at all. I get it. Jerry's, you know, a lot. But I don't see that move being made. I don't find Cook to be that interesting of a trade piece. And I do agree with that point, too. It's about win now. I want to get the most out of Cook I can this year. Because I think the Bills are not going to sign him back after this year. He is going to be a bell cow for them this year, and then he's going to go off and get his money from somebody else. We'll see who that ultimately ends up being, but I don't believe it'll be the Bills. JD and Buffalo Lenny tweet in, anyone not named Josh Allen? Maybe. I mean, there are also certain guys I don't want to trade. I don't really want to trade any of the rookies. Offensive linemen, probably not. That's where the picks become more interesting. Or you give them an edge rusher. You give them somebody like Greg Rousseau, who's 8 sacks, already under contract. They literally don't have to worry about paying him now for 4 years. And you can argue, and I think most of us do, he's an ascending player. He's not Micah Parsons. He probably never will be. But he could be a nice trade piece to go along with maybe a first and a second to get it done. So you don't have to give up 2 first-round picks plus a third and a sixth, the Khalil Mack trade back in 2018. But what would it take? Again, I don't believe he'll actually become available, but maybe. 803-0550, the number two call. Mark is up first this segment. Mark, how are we doing today?
Hey, thanks for having me on, buddy. I just think, I love how, like, some people will call him and be like, oh, he's not worth the money or whatever. And it's like, dude, it's not your money. Like, what do you care?
No, that's right, absolutely.
That drives me nuts. But if you think that player is the difference between you getting a Super Bowl, you beating Patrick Mahomes at Arrowhead, you go all in for that player. And it's no different than if you're trading for a franchise quarterback. How many teams wouldn't trade for a Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. I bet you, who's dying for a quarterback right now?
I mean, Indy. Indy, yeah, probably.
Indianapolis would sell the farm for Josh Allen. That's just the way it is. Go get your guy. This would be awesome. I think it's a little far-fetched, but it's fun to dream. I mean, we got, one more week of the dog days of summer?
Right.
And, let's go for it. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Mark. I just wonder, where I'd have more appetite. Would it be to trade the draft picks or to trade a player along with them? For me, it's because I like building through the draft. Yeah, you're giving up a first, and you're probably giving up a second. But I can do that and live with that. And then if I give up maybe Greg Rousseau so I can keep another first-round pick, I might do that. He is 26. I think that makes it so much more valuable if you were to do it, if you're the Bills. You are getting him probably 8 to 10 really good, if not great, years. You would be getting the prime of what is already on pace to be a Hall of Fame career. And they have been chasing that dragon, the pass rusher, for a long time. They had it for 8 games with Von Miller, but they've kind of been chasing it since Mario Williams. It's been a bit. 803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Quick final segment here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We've only got a few minutes here, but let's go to JD on the line. JD, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing well.
I've been a Bills fan for my whole life, almost 60 years. I just want to say I would take a Micah Parsons deal in a second. I'm sick of hearing about the future.
Let's go. Hell yeah.
This is Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
This is Buffalo. It's the future, potential. Those words aren't in my dictionary. This is Buffalo. The time to win is now. You're not going to have a better chance. We've already had at least 2 teams that could have won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So now is the time. The time is now. I don't care about draft picks. And that's my thought on it.
Giddy up, JD. Love the call, man. Thanks for calling in. I love that attitude. I wish I had that. A part of me will have it, and then I'll pull back and go, wait a second. And maybe this is sort of like the idea of always having that fantasy of being a GM. I won't be. I'm too bad at math. But, they're always thinking 3-4 years down the line. But in reality, they're at that point. Now, I have mentioned, if someone like Parsons gets hurt and you trade, what the draft picks were for Khalil Mack, 2 firsts, a third, and a sixth, you might be kissing the Josh Allen era goodbye. But you hear that the prospects potential that JD brought up. What have you been saying about the Sabres for all these years? Most of us have prospect fatigue. Look at what the San Diego Padres did yesterday at the trade deadline. Again, they've got the number 3 prospect in the sport, and they're like, who cares? We're trying to win a World Series. Maybe there is something to that attitude. It maybe doesn't always work. But also to this point, sports are meant to be fun. And what's more fun than your team just swinging for the fences, being already really good and saying, that's not enough. Let's go be even better. JD, love the call, man. Thanks for the call. 803-0550, the number to call. That is going to do it for me today. I do want to remind you, though, that training camp coverage, which will be tonight at 5:30 for the return of the red and blue practice, is brought to you by St. John Fisher University. Training camp coverage from St. John University is brought to you by Fiegel Carr and Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealer for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. Again, that'll do it for me tonight. If you are going to the practice tonight, enjoy it. It is the start to the end of this iteration of Highmark Stadium. It should be a wonderful event. It always is. I've gone a few times. It is an absolute blast. Great time if you've been thinking about bringing your kids and stuff like that. Cannot recommend it enough. Josh Allen also will probably show up in a really cool helmet that they will never wear, but at least it looks really cool. Have a wonderful rest of your Friday, everyone. Sabres Live coming up next. This is Joe.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts,
Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.